Blog Talk Radio.
Tears Come on, somebody, come on. Nobody can do it. No one else to do. Come on now.
When you can't find the words to say,
say the name. Oh, say the name. Jesus, say the name.
Name Jesus.
God's Favorites radio program coming to you live tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. We just come to uplift you, to let the Lord, oh, just bathe you with His Spirit, oh, as we come in praise and worship. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God's promises are so true. God, we can stand up on His promises, and we can call upon and cry out the name of Jesus. He's there. He's there all the time. He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's there. He's right there. There's a sweet anointing that will be there for you at all the time. And all you got to call upon the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We just love to praise Him. We just love to praise Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because it brings, it ushers in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Come lay down your burdens tonight. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are just so thankful, Lord God. Oh, God, that You have stepped in tonight, God, into our house, oh, God, to visit with us tonight, God, because we invite You in, oh, God, because, God, we love You, God, and, Lord God, we want more of You, Lord God. We want more of Your help, oh, God, because we recognize we stand in need of Your help, oh, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need Your guidance, oh, God. We need Your strength, oh, God. Lord God, oh, God, we need, oh, God, You to, oh, God, take us from glory to glory to glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, oh, Father God, some may be sick tonight, oh, God. Lord God, but I know, God, that You're a healer, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, some may have a daughter or son, oh, God, that have gone astray, oh, God. Oh, God, is out there in the hog pen, oh, God. Father God, but I know, God. God, You said You will call them from the hog pen. They'll come forth, God, and You'll open Your arms, God. Oh, Father, look on that grieving mother, God. It seems as though she just can't get past, oh, God, what has happened. Maybe that son have committed murders, oh, God. Oh, God, maybe it may be like the son, oh, God, of Nassau, oh, God, that have funneled all the children, oh, God. It's some mother's son, oh, God. Lord, we pray Your Holy Spirit upon him. We pray, oh, God, that he will find You as his personal Savior. We pray for every mother's son and daughter, God, that they'll come, oh, God, to the permission of knowing You, oh God, who You are and who You, Lord, that You will forgive us for anything except for blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, we pray, Holy Spirit, upon every one of them, far and near, God, no matter where they are, because, God, You are everywhere, God. We pull down every principality and power of the air, everything that tries to easily beset us, everything that may try to bring depression, everything that may try to bring oppression, everything that may try to stop us in our shoes. And yes, Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You remove every dead thing from around us, oh God. You causes us to soar again like an eagle, God. You picks us up, oh God, like on angel's wings, oh God. You carries us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being right here with us. Thank you, oh God, for being right here with us. You are Lord God. You are living in us. Your Holy Spirit, you placed it there, God. Oh God, to comfort us, to give us peace, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. God, we come with thanksgiving. We come, oh God, thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are more than in love. We don't have to lean on the arms of anybody else, on the arms of flesh, because the flesh is weak. Oh God, the flesh is, oh God, impure, but you are all purity, God. We want you to speak to us right now, God. Speak to us, oh God, in the way that you want us to go, what you want us to do, how you want us to do it, God. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. We want to hear your voice, oh God. We want to hear your clarion call, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, it's you and it's you only, oh God. Father God, that we desire, oh God. We desire only you, only you, only you, Lord. You're the greatest teacher, oh God, oh Lord. You're the greatest leader, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Speak to us, oh God. Train our thoughts, oh God. Train our ears, oh God. We're in training, oh God, from you, Lord. Oh God, we want our ears to hear, God, when you speak, God. Oh God, we want our hearts to be open to you, oh God, to receive, oh God, when you speak, oh God. Oh God, yes, Lord, he moves. Praise God. Oh God, we praise you with all our heart, our mind, our soul, oh God. We do lift up our hands to you, oh God. Oh Father God, we command it to go. We command it to go right now, in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Let your faith rise. Let your faith rise. Yes. And watch God do it. Yes, 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 yes. Right now, move in behalf of your people. These are your people, Lord God. You created them, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord, you know the plans. You know the plans, God. Yes, Lord. I know what you're going through, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Father, anyone that listened to this program throughout this week, Lord, we pray, Father God, anything that they're going through, Lord God. Lord God, you're going to show yourself mightily in their behalf this week, God. Whether it's sickness, whether it's abuse, oh God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whether it's children, Lord God, oh God, you know, God, you know, God, and we know, God, if we praise you and pray earnestly and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, God, God, you remove anything from us, God, that it shouldn't be, anything that Satan tries to tear us with, God, we have you. Oh, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name, praise. A hope for tomorrow, joy for your sorrow. Strength, 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 give us strength from every day to day, babe. Oh, yes, Lord God, yeah, every day, oh God, yes, we crying out to you, Father, because you told us to, God, yeah. You told us to cry aloud and spare not and lift up our voice to you, O God. Oh, remember, O God, us, O God. Praise God. Praise God. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Move, 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 oh God. Oh God, in behalf of this one, oh God. Oh Lord God. Oh God, hold on. Don't give up. Don't even let the devil tell you to get up. Give up. Don't allow him to tell you to back down. Go forth in Jesus' name. Go forth. Go forth and proclaim the goodness of the Lord. Go forth in his name that is most powerful. Go forth praising him, leaping in joy. He's making a way. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, at this time, I'm going to let Minister Peggy Biden come to you, and then I'll be right back with you. But I hate to leave you right now because the Spirit is speaking. God said, remember, I know the plans that I have for you. Praise God. Minister Biden.
Thank you, our pastor. This is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 7073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our phone number locally. And to listen to our program, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that program is area code, that number is area code 714-409-0578. Press 1 if you would like to speak to our pastor or just give a praise report or ask for prayer. Isn't it wonderful that we can do that? Technology is so great. And on Friday nights at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, which is a part of God's Favorite Ministries. Call this number again on Friday nights at 7 p.m., area code 714-409-0578, and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word on Friday nights at 7 and on Sunday nights at 7. Tell a friend about us and let us know that you are there listening, wanting to hear God's word, wanting to hear what God has in store for you this week. Our prayer request tonight is for missionaries. I was watching TV today and they had that ship, that Mercy ship, on TV and was advertising it. And the story of that founder of the Mercy Ships was saying how he spoke to Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa told him, if you want a healing for your child that has autism, what is your special that you want God to give you? He says, to let my son talk. She says, if you go on with your dream of helping others, you will hear your son's voice in each one of those children and those people that you hear. Let's pray for those people that dedicate their lives to helping others. And remember those little ones that doesn't have a mom and doesn't have a dad to help them out. But somebody is willing to take them to that ship and have their surgeries done. Isn't it wonderful that God has instilled into men and women to dedicate their time for this kind of stuff, for the blessings of God to be bestowed upon you? Of course, we got the flu season. Everybody's coming down with the sniffles and everything else, and blowing nose and whatever you want to do. Think about it, the fever, the chills. I myself was down last night with it, and I said, thank God I can survive. The fever has stopped. Pray for people that have heart problems, people that have eye problems, diabetes, cancer, children without parents, that's on that street, sent on that street leaving their parents' home, don't want to be under command, don't want to be under force, don't want to be there. Children that just walk away from parents and think that they can make it on their own. It's hard. It's hard for parents to accept that. No matter how bad that parent is, there's still a love for that child. And many times they just let him go. Somebody else will raise him. But we have to think of that heart. We have to think of that prayer for that child to have a meal in the night, to have a blanket to roll around him when he's sleepy, and to have someone to hold him and hold her and say, God loves you. Isn't that something that we have to look at this world and see the suffering? Just this past week, I was down in New Orleans and I saw the people living, homeless people, living under the bridge. And I thought to myself, I said, my God, this could be me. But you know what? His mercies endure forever. And he extends that love for many others. Think about the parents that have children in prison. And think about the heartaches that they feel. It is terrible, that heartache, when you know your child is behind prison doors and can't get out. All we can do is pray and give it on to God. We need each other, so we need to encourage each other. Nobody is a whole chain. Each one is a link. But take away one link and the chain is broken. Nobody is a whole team. Each one is a player. But take away one player and the game is forfeited. Nobody is a whole orchestra. Everyone is a musician. But take away one musician and the symphony is incomplete. You guessed it. We need each other. You need someone, and someone needs you. Isolated islands, we're not. To make this thing called life work, we gotta lean and support and relate and respond and give and take and confess and forgive and reach out and embrace. We need each other. Isn't that one thing that we have to look forward to? We have the bond of our God. He's there for us. And Psalm 66, it says, praise God for what he has done. Everything on earth shout with joy to the Lord. Sing about his glory. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, your works are amazing because your power is great. Your enemies will fall before you. All the earth worship you and sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name. That's wonderful. We can give that message out to others and encourage others. Sing praises to your name, Lord. We just want to thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. And remember, that phone number is area code 714-409-0578. On Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. Be a great listener and share the word with someone this week. May God bless you for listening. Don't forget to call and let someone know God is on their side. Pastor?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Peggy. You are a blessing. Praise God. I thank God so much for you. Well, the first of the month, this is the first of the month. We always start off with praise. Praise God. We know the importance. We know the importance of praise. And our title is going to be tonight, Praise in His Presence. Praise in His Presence. We want to give God the praise. We want Him to step into our presence. Praise God. Hallelujah. And before I begin, I see a hand go up, and I would like to acknowledge the one that's on tonight go ahead? Are you there?
Praise God, Minister Vivian, praise God. This is Gigi, Sister Gigi calling, and I thank the Lord for you. And I'm so happy to be on the line today. And, you know, I'm rejoicing. And I feel, I mean, the Spirit of the Lord is on the line. The grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank you for inviting me. And thank you. And, all that I've heard, oh, my God. Do you have the playback number? I would like to play it again because it's feeling, you know. I mean, I'm so... I don't know how to put it, you know. I'm so edified, okay?
Thank you.
Songs, you know, the encouragement, and then the prayer. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, praise God. Well, you can listen to this program either on Facebook or you can just pull up Blog Talk Radio. When you pull it up, God's Favors Ministry will pop up with Vivian George, and you can listen to the program as many times as you want, or all during the week, anytime. And you can listen to other programs, because all the programs will be lying there for you to listen to.
Okay.
Praise God.
God's Favors Ministry.
G-O-D apostrophe S. F-A-V-O-R-I-T-E-S, ministry.
Okay.
But why we named it that, because God told Mary that she was highly favored. And I want to let the women know, no matter what they are going through, God say that you are highly favored. God loves you no matter who you are. God
Amen.
Loves you in whatever state that you are. He loves
Amen.
Us. He loves us so dearly. So I want to say to you, thank you tonight for tuning in, and you are highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So I will continue the program, but if you would like to call me when I go off the program, my home number is 504-347-5797. I think I had talked to you on...
Hold on, please. Yes, you did yesterday.
Yes.
Okay,
504-347-5797.
Okay.
347-5797.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to continue the program. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yes, we are talking on praise tonight because God created us. And I always reiterate that because that's first thing that we should do is come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise. So tonight I'm going to read to you the degrees of praise. Praise God. He said, in my presence, Psalms 120, in my distress, I cried. If you are in distress, if you are going through something, praise God. David said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. And we want the Lord to hear us. We want the Lord to come down in our midst and hear our prayer. And why we don't get these prayers answered, because we don't go into his presence with praise and adoration to him. God wants us to praise him. Verse 2 said, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, from deceitful tongue. We're not perfect. We have things in us that need to be removed. And God wants to remove them so that he can have preeminence in our way, in our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Why shall
be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of Jupiter. Woe is me that I sojourn, Melsech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are a war. The devil, the enemy, comes to bring war in your soul, in your spirit, in your life. But God has come to bring you peace, that peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. And then we can get help from the Lord when we go before him. Psalms 121 said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. I will lift, God is up above. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. We have to recognize, where our help comes from. It's not down below. It's up above. And he comes and dwells in our hearts. Praise God. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. God has made everything. We have to acknowledge God in every part of him, everything that he's done, everything that he will do. Praise God. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God will not slumber. God will not be slight. God will not be slow. God has a timing for everything in our lives. Praise God. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, not the moon by night. I don't care what's going on. God won't let anything happen to you. Praise God. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. God will, that's where he lives, in the soulish realm of the man. That's where he wants to dwell. That's where he wants to move. That's where he wants all of your soul. He wants you to worship him and praise him from the depths of your soul. Praise God. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from time forth, even forevermore. Praise God. Let's go to 21:22. Then, when you have done these first two psalms, then you can say, oh, I was glad when they said unto me. Then the joy comes in. See, God has a way of doing things. The joy comes in. I was glad when they said unto me, you are glad to go into the sanctuary. You are glad to be with the other saints. You are glad to fellowship. You are glad to praise and sing Zion songs unto heaven, because the more with you, the greater the battle is. Praise God, is won. Praise God. So I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God always encourages us to pray for Jerusalem. Praise God. Pray. 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 They shall prosper that love thee. You will prosper. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. You will have prosperity if you know how to praise the Lord and pray for Jerusalem. Praise God. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, peace be within thee. I love it. I love it when God, when we obey God, God will say, peace be within you. Pray, because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Another song of degree. And 123, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look on the land of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Another song. I'm just giving you some songs of degrees tonight so that we understand that we must praise him with songs and spirits, songs and hymns and spiritual songs, and singing and praising and giving glory to his name as we already have done. We went in, we came in, oh, giving praise and glory to our Lord and our Savior. Some people might say, oh, I don't want to hold on and just hear a song, but baby, you better know how to go in and give praise and glory to your God. First, you better give him thanks. You better lift up your voice unto the hills. From whence cometh your help? Because all of your help comes from God. Hallelujah. Psalms 124. If it had not been for the Lord, glory, you ought to shout right there. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us. Come on now, God done won some battles for you. If it had not been for the Lord, men would have taken you out of here a long time ago. He would have caused some things, some havocs in your life a long time ago. But God stepped in. God has stepped in. Praise God. Then they had swallowed us up, the Bible said, quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. You see what men will do, but look what God will do. Then the waters had overwhelmed. Sometimes you feel like everything is just overwhelming you. But God is there to protect his people. Praise God. The screams had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy you. But God has not given you over to your prey. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad? Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler, and the snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord who has made heavens and earth. Praise God. I'm going to read one more song of the Greek, and then I'm going to say a few words. He said, trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people. Praise God. God is surrounding you. He said he got 10,000 legions of angels. He'll come when, and oh my God, every time I think about this degree, I think about the children of Israel when they were surrounded by Pharaoh's and his enemies. Praise God. And yes, God has many ways of showing us how he has stepped in. But think about when all of Pharaoh's and his enemies was against the children of Israel, and God parted that Red Sea, and all of Pharaoh and his enemies was drowned. You don't think God can't do the same thing for you, for anything that's trying to drown you, anything that's trying to overtake you, anything that's trying to pull you away from God. God said, I'm here. I'm going to fight your battle. Praise God. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forevermore. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hand in unto iniquity. Do good, God said. Do good. Just go about. You know, I just love to go about doing good. Do good, O Lord, unto those that are good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. You have. If you don't do something, nothing will happen for you. So you have to do something. If you want to be delivered or set free from something, you have to do something. And that something is to praise the Lord. You know, when you step into God's presence and praise him, giving God's praise because you were created for that, then the presence of God steps in. And because the Lord has instructed us to do that, it causes, as we just sing here in the songs of degrees, it causes deliverance. It brings help. It delivers. It protects. Praise God. When we praise God, this is what happens. The focus, when we step into a service and it's praise going on, the focus of the service must be worship. We must pour out ourselves out as the woman broke the alabaster box of oil. Oh, it's powerful. Praise is powerful. Praise is most powerful. When she broke that oil and poured it on Jesus' feet, we must pour ourselves out before the Lord. This is the purpose of praise and worship. The miracles that God brings in the holy place are simply a sign that God wants to do. When we praise him, as the woman did, it brought miracles. We want to see God's miracles performed. We want to see God in operation in our lives when we are coming before him. So we must dance. David danced. Oh, we must dance. We must shout. We must praise. We must wave our hands. Because praise delivers us from sickness. We can be delivered from sickness and disease. But we allow these things to come up on us. And we let Satan overwhelm us to the place that we feel like we can't praise. But yes, we can. We can praise God in any state that we're in. If we don't, think about, I'm going back to the word now. He said, lift up your eyes. Oh, praise God. Lift up your eyes unto the heaven whence cometh your help. All of your help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. See how this thing ties in to our miracles. Look how this thing ties in to our deliverance. Look how this thing ties in with the Holy Spirit to start the work in us and through us, for our children, for our mates, for our homes, for whatever we stand in need of. God's got it. God's got it. God won't leave you. We have to know when we are facing a battle that God's got it. God is there. God will not leave me. It may seem so hard. It may seem that this thing is not going in. I know this woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. But she kept the faith. So faith helps us. The endurance helps us to endure hardships and endure to the end. Praise God. We are to endure. But while we are going through the endurance, praise the Lord. Praise Him and give Him glory. Because He's right there in our midst. He's taking us through. He's going to let us see the victory. And we're going to praise Him for the victory. Because we know it was no one but God. No one but God can do it. Man can't do it. Yes, sometimes we want to run to the arms of flesh, but the flesh can't do it. God has instructed us to come before Him with praise, that it may bring us into salvation, healing, and deliverance through praise and worship unto Him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants our highest praise. He don't want you to come in there with a little pity-pat play. But He wants you to come in there with the highest praise. And I encourage you, if you need a miracle tonight, if you need miracles for your children or whatever it may be, whatever you stand in need of, God's got it. God's got it. I don't ever want to leave the show without blessing you, because God told Moses in Numbers chapter 6, starting at verse 24, God told Moses, if you put the blessings upon my people, I will bless them. So tonight, before I leave this program and before I leave you that are listening to this program, I present you with the highest blessings tonight. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. May He lift up His countenance toward you. And may He give you peace this night, this week, and forever in your life. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you can raise up a standard against him and say, Jesus, may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. May everything that your hand touch, may you be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Come back and be with us again next week. We are so glad to have you. Thank you, and have a blessed night. Call me on the house phone if you like further prayer. Bye-bye.
Wow. Somebody was high.